Okay, we're up to Tana Rabbanan on Lama Dalet of Abayis, and just as Ha'ara, the fact that we're starting regular time today is a real tribute to everybody here. It's just that some say that Dafyomi just about finishing, just about getting to the end, and the fact that you have a 15-line daf and you still start on time, and you say Talmud Torah, this is our kriyas, this is our 50 minutes of learning, hopefully more, but the start of the day, it's really a tribute to everyone here, and Be'ezras Hashem, we should learn many more hours together. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Lama Dalet of Abayis. Let's see how much we can talk in these 50 minutes to cover the daf, but hopefully there'll be enough to say. Tana Rabbanan, Tkios ein ma'akvos zu ezu, brachos ein ma'akvos zu ezu. Rashi points out that these first two lines are not talking about Rosh Hashanah. Tkios, when you blow shofar on fast days, which we're going to start tomorrow, talking about Maseches Tainis, much of Maseches Tainis is about fast days that they have when it didn't rain. So tkios, when those tkios are not ma'akiv each other, meaning if you blow some and not others, they're not ma'akiv each other. Brachos imakwazozu. And the brachos also, there are special brachos that one says on these fast days. If you say some and not all, they are not ma'akev each other. But in contrast, tkios ubrachos shall Rosh Hashanah, shall Yom Kippurim ma'akvos. But the tkios and brachos of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are ma'akev. And the way Tosfos explains this on Lama Gimel of Beis, the Tosfos towards the end there, says that this doesn't mean tkios and the brachos. It means the tkios by themselves are ma'akiv each other. If one only knows how to blow a shvarim, so then one doesn't blow shofar. And one only knows how to say malchias, but does not know zechronos and shofar, then one does not say it. Similar to the dalan minim, right? If you only have a lulav, if you only have an esrog, you don't shake it. It's one mitzvah. So here too, the tkios are one unit, the brachos are one unit, and therefore they are ma'akiv each other. This does not mean that the tkios are ma'akiv the brachos, and the brachos are ma'akiv the tkios. You still could blow, even though you don't know the malchias, zechronos, and the shofros, and you can still say the brachos, even if you don't have a shofar. But the are ma'akiv within each other, the tkios and the brachos. My time, a why? Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai Barash Hashanah Malchi Zechronos Shofros. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Hashem says, blow in front of me Malchi Zechronos and Shofros. Why? Malchi is Kadesh Tamlichuni Aleichem. Malchi is blow in front of me so that you accept me as a Melech. Zechronos Kadesh Yavo Lefanai Zechronechem Letova. Zechronos, so that your memory comes in front of me L'shem Tov. I remember you for the good. Ubameh B'Shofer. And with what will bring this up to the, what will bring the Zikaron up to the Kisei HaKavod? The shofar. As we had earlier in the Masechta, that shofar is kilafnai v'lefnim. It goes straight in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's an isra of, there's a problem of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegar when it comes to shofar. Shofar is special. It brings us up to the Kisei HaKavod. So this is the source for the concept of tkios al seder habrachos, that we blow shofar, but we do it in the context of Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofars. Okay, so all together, just to summarize some of what we've had, putting together with some that we've shown him here talk about. So how many times do we blow Shofar all together? So we get up to 100, as Tosfos quoted the Yerushalmi, that says, based on Aim Sisra. But how did we get to 100? So let's think. The smallest amount of Shofar, the least sounds that one has to hear Me'ikar HaDin is 9. Is 9, because it says the word Shrua 3 times in the Torah, and we know that there's a tekiah, you have to have a tekiah before every truah sound, and a tekiah after every truah sound. And he says it 3 times, that's why you hear 9 kolos. But the problem is, as we saw yesterday from Rabbi Avohu, we're not sure exactly which is the true truah sound. So we have to cover all of our bases, so we have to blow tashrat 3 times, and tashah 3 times, and tarah 3 times. Because each one of them might be the real truah sound, and you have to do it 3 times, and you have to have a key and a tekiah before and after. So really, the minimum requirement is 30. Tashrat 3 times, tashat 3 times, tarat 3 times, that's 30. That's step 1. You get up to 30 kolos. Fine. But then we learned earlier in the Masechta Daf Tezayin that there's a concept of blowing tekiahs demiyushav before we blow in the context of Shemona Esrei. There's a concept of blowing tekiahs demiyushav. The language of the Gemara was kedilo arbi v'sasatan. To mix up the satan, we're blowing now, we're blowing there, we're blowing so many times. Rashi there quoted that we're mechabiv the mitzvahs. So once we're mechabiv the mitzvahs, then the satan doesn't have any tainus. So that's why we blow 30 before Shemona Esrei, what we call tekiahs demiyushav. There is a machlokas. Are those the ikar tekiahs now that we blow first, or those secondary? Either way, those are 30. And then we blow again in the context, in conjunction of Shemona Esrei, which is the Gemara here, that gets us till 60, because you have 30, and then we have 30. Our minhag is to blow all the kolos in each bracha, one tashrat, one tashat, one tarat, We blow each of those in each brachas. Therefore, we have 30. But it might not be 30. Some Rishonim, Tosfos here quotes the Aruch, the Tosfos on Lama Gimel Lama Beis in the fifth or sixth wide line, that you also blow during the silent Shmona Esrei. When it says Tekios Aseder Abrachos, that doesn't just mean in the Chazaras Hashatz, it means during the silent Shmona Esrei, when you are Bitzibur. So therefore, when we finish Shmona Esrei, we either have 60 or 90, depending on one's minhag. That's where the last Chazal come in and says, blow an extra 10 or an extra 40 to make it up to 100, so that we parallel Aim Sisra. So again, it goes from 9 to 30 to 60 or 90 to 100. That's where we get our minhag of blowing 100 kolos. And if somebody blows me'ikar adin, you don't have to hear 100. That is why if somebody goes to a hospital, if somebody goes, is blowing shofar at home for somebody, they blow 30. They don't blow 100. Because 30 is me'ikar adin. We do more to be to cover the ir b'avos ha'satan and tekiyas ha'seder ha'brachos, all the extra halachos that we try to be mekayim, but that is the me'ikar adin. There's an important shita of the Baal Hamor here. The Baal Hamor on Yudam Abayz in the Daf Yarif says as follows: Umashenagul itzkoa kol tkiyas kishen yoshvin umavarchan aleim berchas atzkiya. What we do today, we blow 30 kolos before Shmon Esrei. We start it with an al lishmoa kol shofar and shechtianu, where we blow everything. Then nirali kilo hayakein bimei Rabbi Yosei Nochach v'yatalmud. This was not always the case. Bizman haGemara says the Baal Hamor. In the early days, they did not blow shofar beforehand with a separate bracha. Ela minog hu shenhigu daros ha'achronim mishem cholin mishem lanusin. Tekadmi v'nafki v'beis ha'knesses. There are some people that are sick, that are anus. Let's say a woman taking care of her kids that wants to hear the shofar. So they wouldn't be able to stay the whole Shemona Esrei and hear all the shofars throughout. So because of them, they started blowing bekfias and even making the bracha before Shemona Esrei. V'lo natri atzlusa demusvei, v'lo masi lo b'yachad b'rash Hashana, b'tala shoy kamaisa, etc. V'ein, I'm skipping now two lines, v'ein bracha b'b'nvei katzar b'shofar, ela miminag achronim, aval ikir ha-brachos heim brachos shel tefila, v'heim malchias achronis b'shofros, aval be'emes ein lanu birchas ha-tekiyah midiver abosenu, ela birchas shel tefila b'ovad. The Baal Hamor's chiddush is that originally there was never a birchas ha-mitzvah for tekiyas shofar. It was only tekiyos ha-seder ha-brachos. You blew shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei. There was no separate bracha of lishmoa called shofar. There's a whole discussion here in the Rosh, what the bracha is lishmoa, the bracha is al-tekiyas, litkawa, we're going to talk about more in a minute. But the Baal Hamor holds that originally there was no such bracha. Because of this, oh, so does that mean it's not one of the Targum Mitzvahs? Or we'd rather not say that. We'd rather say it is one of the Targum Mitzvahs and ask the following question. Why wasn't there a Berachas HaMitzvah originally? This is a question that a number of the Achronim ask. The Nesivus asked the similar question in his Agada. The Nesivus says, why isn't there a Bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why isn't there a Bracha? Asher Kedushadav Yitzvah Vodah Lesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why isn't there a Bracha? Similar question we could ask here. Why isn't there a bracha on Tekiyas Shofar according to the Baal Hamor originally? Throw in a couple more questions. Why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? There's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every day and every night. Why don't we say a bracha Asher Kedushanu B'Besosa V'Tzivanu L'Kroa Shema? Why isn't there? There is a sheet in the Rishonim, I think it's in the Meirian brachas, that says, let's say you don't have a sitter and you don't remember the Birchas Kriya Shema, then you do say a Birchas HaMitzvah. But generally we don't. Why not? Kiddush. Why don't we say a bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu l'kadosh es ha-shabbos. Again, no bracha. Why? Usually we know there's a mitzvah, the takana d'rabbanan for every mitzvah. There's a berachas ha-mitzvah. Before when you say it. But what's going on here? One more, and then we'll give one answer. What about berachas ha-mazon? Mitzvah daraisa to bench. Why don't we say before we bench, hinni muchun mizuman? Okay, it's a late minug if you want to say that. Okay, some people only say those about the Seder. But either way, so the Noda Yehuda was against, other Rishonim, other Achronim are pro, but that's not a bracha. Right? The Noda Yehuda Dafka says, you don't say hinni muchun mizuman because you have a bracha. So why don't you say a bracha? Share kedushan b'zivoda lavari chalamazon, and then bench. Says the Nesivus in his Agada, and Rav Shechter expands upon this in Simon Gimel and Eretz Tzvi. And that is, whenever there is a mitzvah that is itself a bracha, or is done in the context of a bracha, there's no berachas ha-mitzvah. There's no separate berachas ha-mitzvah. So, berachas ha-mazon. Benching is a bracha. If benching is a bracha, Chazal never made a separate berachos ha-mitzvah. So, this applies to Kiddush, this applies to berachas ha-mazon, this applies to Kriya Shema. There's a special din to say Kriya Shema with its brachas. It's one unit, not a separate din. It's Kriya Shema with its brachos. There's a raya of Soloveitchik, even brought a raya that usually the Rambam paskins in about five or six cases. Let's say you did the mitzvah, you don't remember if you did a mitzvah or not. So what's the halacha if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? So you do the mitzvah again, but you don't say the bracha because the bracha is d'rabanan. You do the mitzvah, you don't say the bracha. By Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes, if you don't remember if you said Kriya Shema or not, you have to repeat Kriya Shema with its brachos. With its brachos. Rambam writes, how can we do this brachos? Brachos of the Rabbanon. No, though, Kriya Shema with Seder HaBrachos is one kiyum. And if you're repeating Kriya Shema, you have to repeat Kriya Shema with its brachos. It's not just a regular brachos HaMitzvah. So you have it by Kriya Shema, you have it by benching, you have it by Kiddush, you have it by Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is to be do with Al Seder HaKosos in the context of the four brachos of Kiddush and Berachas HaMazon and Halel, etc. And finally, we get back to the Baal Amar. That's our Baal Amar. Because the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar was Al Seder HaBrachos, was doing it in the context of Shemona Esrei. So Chazal would never misake to serve Berachas HaMitzvah. Okay, once the later minute, according to him, started to blow Tekiyah to Miyushav, so then we had to add in a separate bracha, because we had a separate unit of Tekiyos outside of the context of a bracha. But originally, this is an important yisod to know about Berachos HaMitzvah. Sorry?
How about lulav?
Yeah. Well, there is the context. First of all, lulav is a good question. First of all, it might relate to the machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam. When's the ikker shaking of lulav? Is it in the, right, should you go in the morning before you daven, or should you wait to do it in the context of Hallel? I would say the anuim during Hallel is not as unified as the tekios during brachas. Lulav symbolizes Hallel. The same afurish in the Gemara that it says you shake in the Mishnayis on Hashem on a, but I don't know if it's as much as a real takanah kavua midrabanan that there's no havamina that if you get a lulav after davening you have to say Hallel again. We're gonna have a havamina in the Gemara that you might have to say Shemona Esrei again. But again, it's a good question, but according to the Torah that says you're supposed to do it in the morning, then for sure it's not a problem, because then the Ikar Adin is in the morning. What about according to the Rambam, the Ikar is B'shas Hallel? Okay, it's a question.
What about Hallel itself?
So Hallel itself is Pirkei Tehillim. It's Pirkei Tehillim. The Bracha is Dafka Gufa, the Bracha's a Mitzvah. Right, the Bracha's a Mitzvah. Tefillah is another one. The Rambam holds Tefillah is Daraisa. Right, so Tefillah also, even if it's a Darabanan. Where's the Bracha by Tefillah? Okay. There is just one mention, just a bracket, there's an Abu Draham that says, why isn't there a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema? So the Abu Draham says, we just gave one answer, the Abu Draham says, because what's the point of a bracha? The point of a bracha is to show what you're doing. To be to show that what I'm doing is L'Shem Shemayim, I'm being Makabal Malcha Shemayim when I do this mitzvah. That's the whole point of Kriya Shema. You don't need a bracha for that. The whole mahus of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Malcha Shemayim. You don't need a bracha before that to really tell you what you're doing. You say Shema Yisrael. You don't need a special bracha for that. That's the Abu Draham's explanation of why there's no bracha. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Misha Birch Achad is Badalo Shofar to Goyim Ribot. Okay, the Mishnah said, if you said Shemona Esrei, right, you said Malchiz Achadis to Shofar, and then you get a shofar. So you have to blow. You have to blow afterwards. Taima delo hayalei shofar meikara. This is only because he didn't have a shofar originally. Hahavilei shofar meikara. Ki shamaluhu, I say the bracha shamaluhu. As we just said, if he had a shofar originally, he has to blow it in the context of Seder HaBrachas. The Echronim wonder what this is adding to what we already knew in the Mishnah, but this is the story. Rav Papa Rav Shmuel, kam litzluye. Rav Papa Rav Shmuel was about to daven. Amar lei l'shameh, he said to his mishamesh, ki nahirna lecha, when I signal to you, or on the side it says nahirna lecha, nahirna is some sound with the nostrils, when I give you the signal, takali, blow shofar for me. Now I'll give you the signal when I'm up to, when I finish, I'll bang on the bima, whatever I'll do, and I will let you know that it's time to blow. Just the Rishash, put in brackets here, says, it sounds like, he says, nir et elokei Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, we daven louder on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So if he davens Kol Ram, so I obviously wouldn't have to signal to him. He would have known. So he says maybe it's a remez against that Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you have to daven. Mom is screaming. But Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to daven a little louder. So he's just has that ha'ar. So he says, can you hear the law talk ali? So when I signal to you, blow for me. Amar le Rava, no. Lo amr ela b'chever ir. The principle of tkiyas al seder abrachas is only b'tzibur. Right? If you daven Shemona Esrei privately, you do not blow shofar in Shemona Esrei. Tanya Nami Hachi, also a Brisa says this, Kishuhu Shoman al HaSeder, Val Seder HaBrachos. When you blow shofar, you blow them al HaSeder in order. That means the Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, the Al Seder HaBrachos, and in the context of Brachos. B'med Ramamura B'chever Ir, that's only B'tzibur, Ava Shalom B'chever Ir, Shomen Al Seder, V'shalo Al Seder HaBrachos. But if somebody's davening privately, he blows Shofar Al Seder in order of the Tzkiyos, but he does not have to do it Al Seder HaBrachos. Okay, and the Brisa continues. Every line of this Brisa now is important. V'yachid Shalom Taka Chaver Tokeelo. A yachid that did not blow shofar, his friend can blow for him. That is the halacha, right? We could have one bal tokeya, and everyone else could listen. So the Pnei Yeshua points out, we know there's a major machlokas rishonim, Alpi Pashtus is a machlokas rishonim, about what the ikar mitzvah of tkiya shofar is. Is it a mitzvah of tkiya, or is it a mitzvah of shmiya? We mentioned in the past the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran about whether there's an isser of gezel when it comes to a shofar. The Rambam says, ain't b'kol din gezel, because the mitzvah is shmiya shofar. The Ran and the Ritva and the Chachmei Sfarad say no. Shofar Shel Gazel is also a mitzvah of Avera. It's also a problem because the mitzvah is also Tekiya. It also is nafka mina. What bracha you say? Says the Pnei Yeshua. If you hold the mitzvah of shofar is Tekiya shofar to blow the shofar, how is it possible for one Baal Tekiya to be motzi somebody else? Isn't blowing shofar a mitzvah shebegufo? Isn't it a mitzvah shebegufo? So how can you ever have, if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, says the Pnei Yeshua, this is the greatest raya that the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. The fact that one person can blow for you, so I'm hearing it. There is a principle, the Pnei Yeshua says, of shomea ka'one. Fine, if I hear you say something, it's as if I say it. But you don't have it by shofar. If you're blowing, you only have it by mitzvah shel dibur. Says the Pnei Yeshua here, L'chor yesh l'tamua, al zeh ha'tam. To call a mitzvah shah, the Mosi is chaveir, hainu nira, dafka kolin yani brachas v'tfilo, she tuli b'dibur. Mashiki mitzvah tkiya, she tali b'maisa v'chovas ha'guf, halo ashkechan. So that's why he says, you have to say it's a mitzvah of shmiya. But it's very difficult. If you hold a mitzvah of tkiya, so then he says, I don't know how to read this gemara. He doesn't quote it, but he could be referring to, not sure if he had it, could be referring to the Tosfos Rid we discussed in Maseches Kedushin last year. The Tosfos Rid asks a similar question. We learned in the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kedushin, it says, Shluchos Lam Kamos, so the concept of Shlichus. Ask the Tosfos Rid, if there's a concept of Shlichus, why can I, you know, I'm tired in the morning, so I'll tell you, you know what, when you get up in the morning, put on tefillin for me. You know, leave it on an extra 10 minutes. Say two Shmona, say two Kriya Shmona, put on tefillin for me. Shake a lula for me. Obviously, it sounds ludicrous, but we have to give a halachic formulation. Why can't somebody put on tefillin for me, shake lulav, etc.? Because there's no shlichus by mitzvah shebegufo. Something that you have to do yourself. Something that is a chalos upon you, a physical act that you have to do. You can't say shlichus shalom kamoso. Shlichus is only by something that's a chalos, something that has an effect. Marriage, gerushin, kinyan, mekach u'memkar. Any of those can be done through a shliach, but a mitzvah shebegufo can't. So that's the Pnei Yeshua here. Pnei Yeshua says, if it's a mitzvah of tekiya shofar, how could one person be mosi somebody else? Yeah? An answer might be a concept that we've had in the past, and that is, if shofar is a form of tefillah, again, this might be another big riot to that, if you have to say that if it's a form of tefillah, then maybe an achinami. It doesn't look like a regular tefillah, but, as we mentioned in the past, but if it's a form of tefillah, so then maybe that is a leg to stand on for those we've shown him who hold the mitzvah is tekiya. It's a form of tefillah, just like... It's a form of tefillah, so you might say, you might go to the other extreme, but real Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to do Shmona Ka'ona. Okay, but it's a tefillah enough that it's dibur, but it's not tefillah enough that it's real tefillah. Let's say that. But it's you have to say something. Unless you say that even the ones who hold tekiya we mentioned might not really hold tekiya, maybe just the maisa mitzvah is the tekiya and not the kiyam ha-mitzvah. But that's the Pnei Yeshua on this line. So that's Yachid Shalom Taka Chaver Tokeelo. Next line. V'yachid Shalom Birech Ein Chaver Mevarech Alav. This is what Rabbi Nun just alluded to. And that is, somebody who did not say brachas, amachiz zechotis shofros, nobody else can say amachiz zechotis shofros for him. Why? Why not? What about Shemaya Ka'ona? We just had a whole yisod on the previous line of Shemaya Ka'ona. So says the Ran, exactly what's being referred to, there are three exceptions to Shemaya Ka'ona. Shemaya Ka'ona means I can say something for you. Kiddush, Havdalah, etc. There are three exceptions to Shemaya Ka'ona, says the Ran here. Aval pi, dekai melo, kol brachas kulan, aval pi shiyatza motzi, kfar hotziya mechal zebi Yerushalmi, kriya shema tefila and brachas hamazon. Kriya shema, you have to be mekabel amach l'shamayim yourself. Tefillah, Shmona Esrei, we each have to ask Bakashas Rachamim ourselves, and Berchas Hamazon, I'm full, I have to bench. Right, that's what he says here. What about certain minhagim of one person benching for others? But that's what he says. He includes Berchas Hamazon as well. The other we showed him, some just say Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But at least Kriya Shema and Tefillah, maybe Berchas Hamazon, Those are the exceptions to Shomeya Ka'onis. That's what it says here, that if somebody else says Shemon Esrei, I can't say it. Again, what if he can't, if somebody doesn't know how to daven Shemon Esrei? That we'll get to. Maybe that's different. But here we're talking about a case where somebody knows how to say Shemon Esrei.
I'd like to go back to the kiosk.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it could be not everybody's a Baki. So just like if you're not a Baki in Shemona Esrei, one can be Motzi you. So if you're not a Baki in Tzkiyas, in Achinami, that's a good Hosafa. Weiter, third wide line. Umitzvah betoken Yosem and Amavarachin. The blowing is a greater mitzvah than the brachas. What does that mean? Ketzad? The following. You're in the middle of two cities. You know one city has a shofar and one city has a sitter. Right? So which one do you go to? You have a choice. Sitter meaning with a minion. Well, who's going to say the Malchi Zohar is a shofar? So which one do you go to? You go to the shofar city, you don't go to the sitter city. Pshita, Hadaraisa, Hadarabana. Says the Gemara, that's obvious. What's the chiddush of that? Blowing shofar is a mitzvah daraisa. Tefillah here is a mitzvah, the brachos is darabanan. Get back to that. So of course you go to the mitzvah of shofar, the city of shofar. So lo tzricha. No, the avagav the havadei v'haisafik. No, the chiddush is even if the shofar city is a safik. What's the safik? The Rambam says it's a safik whether they have a shofar even. Or the Rashi says maybe they daven early and you get there too late. Versus the other city, which is a vada, you'll get there on time for davening. So even there, you go to the safik to oraisa more than the vadai derabanan. That is the yisod of the Gemara. This relates a lot. We're not going to get into about safik deraisa lechumra or lekula. But that is what some Achronim talk about here. What we are going to talk about is a Shita of Rashi. How does a Shita of Rashi read this Gemara? Which Rashi? Rashi in Parshas Emor. Rashi in Parshas Emor says that Malchi, Zechronis, and Shofers are Da'oraisa. The Rashi says in Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, in Parshas Emor, Zichron Shrua, Psuke Zichronos, Upsuke Shofros, Lizkar Lochem Akedas Yitzchak. Kishkarav Tachtav Ayel. Zichron Shrua means is what the Torah is telling you, Zichronos and Shofros, etc. Lashon Rashi. So the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, what do you mean? It's Daraisa, so where's Malchius? Right? You have Zichronos and Shofros in Zichron Shrua. What happened to Malchius? Obviously, it's all Nasmachta, says the Ramban. It's not Daraisa. Hayitzorach HaRav Lahavi Gapsuke Malchius, etc. Avokolza Asmachta Mi Devrehem, and therefore it is only Darabana. So that is, remember what Asmachta is we had earlier in the Masechta, what an Asmachta is. But again, that is a Shita, well-known Shita of Rashi, that Rashi seems to say that Malchus is the Shofar of Daraisa. The big bomb against Rashi is our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Shofar in one city, Malchus is the Shofar in the other city, so it's Daraisa versus Rabbanan. How does Rashi read this Gemara? It's Mefurish against Rashi. Rashi does have a Remez, the Gemara we did last Shabbos on Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara has the Lashon of the beginning of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Lamahu Maskir Rav Chmana Amar Idkir. The Lashon of the Gemara is that the Torah says to be Maskir. So you can say Rachmana Amar doesn't mean Davka Daraisa. Again, this is a big kasha that the other Rishonim, bring on Rashi. Yeah. You could daven, I'm saying, but it says if you have the contrast of shofar versus sitter, so that sitter city is only a Darabanan. That's why the Daraisa wins out. That feel a bit seber. Is feel a bit seber itself daraisa? So the Russia's parsha zachar is daraisa. That's about it. But other than that, it's drabanan at most. So Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful answer. There says that Rashi says it's daraisa. But when does Rashi say it's daraisa? When it's with the shofar. Malchi zechronis and shofar is with the shofar together. That's a kiyum daraisa. That's what Rashi's talking about Al HaTorah and Pashas Emor. But when you don't have a shofar, when you just have Malchus Zechronis and Shofars, that's the Rabbanan. That's what the Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara says Hadaraisa the Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan not in the context of shofar, but the ultimate kiyum of what you're supposed to do on Rosh Hashanah, of Tkiyas Al Seder Abrachas, that's the Oraisa. That's Rashi Al HaTorah versus the Gemara here. Okay. Two dots. Okay, now we get into discussions of Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah quoted a Machlokas, the Mishnah Lam Gimel Beis. The Tanakhama said, just like the Shliach Tzibur has to say Shimon Esrei, so too everyone has to say Shimon Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel comes up with a big Chiddush that says, no, the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi everybody. Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi everybody when he does his Chazaras HaShatz. So it says the Gemara, Tanya, Omru Lo the Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarecha Lam HaTzibur Mispalin. If the Shliach Tzibur could be Yotzei everybody, so why is everybody else daven? Why do we have Tzvila Balachash? If the Shliach Tzibur could be Motzi me, why do we have Tzvila Balachash at all? The answer becomes Leo. So Amar Lahem, he gives an amazing answer. G'dei Lahazdir Shliach Tzibur Tzvilaso. You know why everybody davens? So the chazan has a chance to daven balachash. Also, to be misadir the tefillah, so he won't make any mistakes during chazaras hashatz. So he'll be misadir his tefillah. That's why everybody davens. The whole tefillah balachash is why? So that the shliach tzibur can have a chance to be misadir his tefillah. We'll get back to that line in a minute. Let's just do two more lines first. Amar lehem. Sorry? Oh, we'll get to a chilek of that on the next Amar. Amar lehem Rabbi Gamliel. Now Rabbi Gamliel asks a question back on them. Rabbi Gamliel says to you, Chachamim, who say that he's not motzi, so according to you, what's the purpose of a Chazaras HaShatz? So I have a problem with what the purpose is of the Tefillah Balachash. But according to you, Chazaras HaShatz isn't motzi anybody, so what's the purpose? So Amar lehem, no, k'dei lehotzi ashein obaki. No, if somebody doesn't know how to daven, so then the Chazaras HaShatz can be motzi that person. So Amar lehem, he says back to them, okay, k'dei lehotzi ashein obaki, k'dei lehotzi ashein obaki. Halachically, once you say it could work, so why shouldn't it be able to work even for a baki? So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says Chazaras HaShatz can be motzi anybody in Shmoneh Esrei. Nobody else has to daven. The Chachamim say no, only somebody who does not know how to daven. There's a very fascinating machlokas achronim between the Netziv and Rav Moshe. What happens, comes up a lot. What happens if you're in a shul, you're the chazan, and your personal nusach hatfilah is different than what the shul is davening. So, it's accepted that when you're the chazan, during Chazaras HaShatz, you daven whatever the tzibur. If you daven Ashkenaz privately, and the tzibur daven svard, so during Chazaras HaShatz, you have to daven svard. That's the minhag hamakom. But what do you do during your tefillah balachash? What do you do during your tefillah balachash? If you are a different nusach than the shul. So says the Netziv, you have to daven what you usually daven. Lach dina, this is in Meshav Davar Simen Yud Zayin, says the Netziv, Lach dina shenish alnu adin kain hu nir lefin yas daiti, to the fila balachash osir l'shanos behanusuch shenagu mikvar. So you can't change. There's a halachi, and I can't change your nusach, so during tefillah balachash, you have to daven what you usually daven. There's no losis go to do here, nobody knows, there's no machlokas here, you do it privately. And therefore, and avo bekedushos, shebekol ram, v'chadome, vadei asur l'shanos aminak. By kedusha, you can't have half the tzibur saying nekadesh, and half the tzibur saying nakdishcha. Right, no matter what you daven, when there's anything but tzibur, it has to be one unified minug. That's the Netziv and the Meshav Davar. Says Rav Moshe, no, based on our Gemara, says Rav Moshe and our Chaim and Beis Chavtes, or Chaim Chalibesim Chavtes, says Rav Moshe, he says, it's written to Rav David Khan, so he says, what you heard in my name, that Tefillah Balachash, if you're in a different shul, you have to daven what you are going to daven, you have to daven what the shul davens, you're right, that's what I said. Sarah Gamkshim is all Balachash, Lespal Kanusak Amokam Shispal Atzibur. Why? Shetam Shashliach Tzibur Mispal Balachash, because he'll has to Tilasa. Because the whole purpose of Tefillah Balachash for the Chazan is to get himself ready in order to be able to daven what he's going to daven. V'lo yikashel bilshonok, shispal b'kol ram. That's the whole purpose of, we have certain tefillahs even about that. We say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Why? That's to make sure our words come out. What does the Chazan say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Hey, Yom Pifios. Right? That whole piyut is asking Hashem, you know, be with the Chazan so that he davens properly. That's why in many shuls, Hey, Yom Pifios is said by somebody else other than the Chazan. Somebody else thinks it because it's all about help out the Chazan in third person to daven properly. Because that's similar. The whole point is so. So you see the tefillah. So the Mishnah in Bracha says that it was one of the Tanoim that whenever he davened properly, he knew his tefillah was makubal. Right? Yodei ani shenu hu makubal. So again, that's an important point to have tefillah mesudar bifiv. So Rav Moshe says because of this Gemara, k'dei lahazdir tefillah. So that's why whatever you're going to daven b'kol ram, you have to daven in your tefillah balachash. That's only for the. So he's talking about the shliach tzibur. He's talking about the shliach tzibur. He's talking about the Shliach Seber. He's talking about the Shliach Seber. And then Rav Moshe says, and don't tell me that the Gemara only said this within the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel, who don't paskin like. The principle applies to all of us. The principle applies even to the Chachamim, even though the Gemara brought it up only in the context of Rabbi Gamliel. It's an interesting machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Meshav Davar. The Sharm B'Syan B'Alacha, he quotes some of this in his Pirush on Kirsa Shulchan Aruch, and he wonders, first of all, why doesn't Rav Moshe quote any of the earlier sources, the Netziv, he doesn't quote there's a Shaul Meshiv about this, but then he says he doesn't know why Rav Moshe says this, because he said there's a Ramah that seems to support the Netziv. The Ramah says in Simen Kuf, in Hilchas Tefillah, Tefillah shel Mo'adus v'shal Rosh Chodashim Tzorach l'hazir Tefillah so Kodem k'di she yishagur b'fiv. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to practice davening beforehand so that it's shagur b'fiv. The Ramah says v'yesh omrim dafka k'shem ispalim al peh avak k'shem ispalim mitoch asidur mutter t'harom ha'shem ispalel. So therefore, he says the Rama says the whole halachas don't apply anymore because we daven with sidurim. So again, you have to answer that according to your Moshe, even if you have a sitter, sometimes you don't do things perfectly. You know, well, we've made mistakes sometimes, even with a sitter. We're going too fast. But we feel the pressure. So that is, we feel the pressure of the clock, the pressure of those looking at the clock. So that is why maybe Ramosha feels, even with that Rama, you know, one, I feel the pressure of the clock, usually, even with the Rama, he feels to say what he says. Al-Tirish Ben HaTzibur, that's only on a public setting. Privately, you're not being Porish Ben HaTzibur.
But you're privately for the Tzibur.
But so what? But privately, the Tzibur Balach is just for yourself. So therefore, it's not being Porish Ben HaTzibur in that case. Porish Ben HaTzibur is only something that's Nikar Lakol, that you're doing something differently than others. Okay, let's continue. So we have a Lachlovas Ben Yerim, Gamliel and the Chachamim. Amr, Abba Bar Bachan, Amr, Abba Yochanan, five lines for the bottom. Modim Chachamim, Lora Gamliel. So we have a different couple of Mesorahs, whether the Chachamim ever were Chozer Bo and agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. So first, Rabbi Yochanan says they were. The Chachamim eventually agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. For Rav Amr Adaini Machlokas. Rav says, no, it's still a Machlokas. Shama, Rabbi Chia Breed Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Ozal Amr, so Rabbi Chia Breed Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Heard that Rabbi Yochanan said they were Chozer Bo. Ozal Amr, Lashmai Zakamed Rav Dimi Bar Chedina. He said it over. Amr Lei, Hachi Amr Rav. No, I heard our Rav said Adaini Machlokas. So he answered him and says, I heard b'shem Rav that it's still a machlokas. Amalei Rav Barachana nami hachi kamar ki amar Rabbi Yochanan hashmaitza. When Rabbi Yochanan said they were chozer bo, if lagalei Rish Lakish v'amar daini machlokas. When Rish Lakish heard this, he says, no, there's still a machlokas. But Rabbi Yochanan said they were chozer bo. So now the Gemara says, umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the chachamim were chozer bo? Meaning the chachamim held that the chazan could be motzi everybody else. Did they really say that? No, we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan that says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. If he says such a statement, hilchasa michal de pligi. If he says the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, it must be that they still argue because he has to pick and choose. He doesn't just say kuli alma. So it's mashma that they do still argue. Answers the Gemara, kisalik Rabbi Abba miyamai. When Rabbi Abba came back from the Yam, Rashi says, came back from a boat trip. Pirsha, he explained, Modeh Chacham Gamliel. No, when were they Chozer Bo? They were Chozer Bo, Bebrachash Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. He was on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Chazah can be Motzi everybody else. Why these, what's unique? So we'll get to that in a few minutes. So that's where he meant they were Chozer Bo. He was Chozer by Rosh Hashanah, Brachash of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. For those Shemona Esrays, so that is where, the Chachamim were Chozer to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Chazah can be Motzi everybody else. And when did he say this? Still a machlokas, but it's by other Shmona Esrays, not on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara asks again, Eini, is this really true? No. We have a different statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Kurab Gamliel, Bebrachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The halacha of Gamliel, even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is mashma, they argue across the board. They argue even by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we're back to the Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan says they were Chozer Bo, but there's another statement that says Rabbi Yochanan says they were not Chozer Bo. So El Amar Rachman Bar Yitzchak. It depends. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about two different opinions. Man Modim, which rabbis returned and agreed to Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was Chozer Bo, and Rabbi Meir holds that the Chazak can be motzi others. The Halachim Michal de Pligi Rabbanan, and the Halach, who said that they still argue? That is the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Tanya. As the Brisa says, the records the machlokas. Brachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Shlich Tzira Motzi Yisra Amidei Chavasa Dei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, at least there, they're Chozer Bo. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shlich Tzira can be Motzi the Rabbim. V'chamer Omrim No K'shem Shlich Tzira Chayiv Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayiv. So it's a machlokas between Meir and the Chachamim. The Rei Chachamim argue whether you should have been Chozer Bo to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So ask the Gemara, Maishnahani, what's so unique about these brachas? Ilema, if we say the whole year that the Chazak cannot be Motzi, the Kasha is really under Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if the whole year the Chazak cannot be Motzi others, so why in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is it any different? Ilema mishim dinefishi kroy. Is it because there are so many psukim to say in all the brachas, so it's more difficult Shimon Esrei to say, so not everybody knows it, we're going to be more makel. But there's a way out. Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav, kivin sha'amar uvasaras l'kos of lemar shevetin tzarech. But what do you mean? We have a statement from Rav that says, once you say that line, uvasaras l'kos of lemar, it says in your Torah, and you don't say any brachas, and you're yosei. Even without saying the uvasaras l'kos of lemar, you're yosei. Shevetin tzarech. So we'll get to what that exactly means. We'll get to that in a second. Let's just finish the answer. El mishum da'afshi brachas. It doesn't mean the psukim. It means the brachas themselves. There are so many, the nine brachas. There's a lot of tefillah in the bracha itself. So that's where people might get confused. And therefore, one has to, that's where we allow, we have more flexibility, we allow the chazan to be motzi others. What does it mean that if you just say, v'sarosko kosov leimer shuvein otzarech, so Rashi here quotes an opinion, he quotes his rebbeim, that say this means, you don't have to say any of the psukim amachis or chardis shofers. All you have to say, v'sarosko kosov leimer. And Rashi says, but that's not true. Rashi adds on that opinion, akashuli. We had a machlokas before, we had a discussion before on Daf Lamed Beis where it says you can't have less than 10 for Malchias, 10 for Sorchos, ain't pochzin. So Rashi says that can't be what the Gemara means here. So Rashi says what it means here is about the Musfei, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. If you want to leave out those psukim, Ufasaras Lakos of Lemos, there's those psukim, that's what the Gemara is talking about here. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos here quotes Rashi and says, no, I have a way to out. When the Gemara earlier said you can't have less, and this is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. When the Gemara said earlier you can't have less than 10, that means once you start saying the brachas. If you said at least one, you can't just say one, you gotta say them all. But there's another route. You could just say, it says in your Torah, you proved it in your Torah. I'm not even gonna start. I don't wanna leave any out, you know, I don't wanna, like you say, thank yous. I'm not gonna mention any names, because I'm gonna leave somebody out. I'm just gonna say a general thank you. Same thing here. Tosfos says, you can just say general, v'saras l'kos of leimar. That would be okay. What was the machlokas before? You can't have less than 10? That means once you started. If you started saying the psukim, you can't stop in the middle. You gotta say them all. So that's what Tosfos says. Mikros says, v'hekot dehizcho pligi. That's where. De lo yifchos lamarket is lamarket islai. Avayachal lifter as well agamri de alidib saras l'kos of leimar. So either way, that's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this line of the Gemara. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, it's because of the brachas, not because of the psukim. So the brachas are a little more difficult. That's why you have to practice beforehand. There is a misor from Reb Chaim. Reb Shachter quotes this in the Nefesh Arav that Reb Chaim felt that he had better kavana during Shemona Esrei when he had his eyes closed, when he said it by heart. So he quotes here that Reb Chaim used to practice many times before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to learn the Shemona Esrei by heart. So he would be able to say it by heart on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in order to have better kavana. Hagracha yochel lechavim b'tfilasok shayomer bal peh yoser me'asharakim mispal b'toch hasider. Lefichach b'sof elol hayachozer kama pa'amim al tfilas musafin shal Rosh Hashanah im kol psukim malchit zirchonis v'shofers kedei sheyuchel lomer esakol bal peh. Right, so maybe it's connected to this Gemara. Afshi brachas. Right, it's difficult, so therefore, and we, even if you don't say bal peh, we should sit down and be ma'ayin. Right, we had iyun tefila. Iyun tefila is one of the good type of iyun tefila. Can bring us to olam haba. So we should all sit down and study the Shemona Esrei beforehand. Rav Pinkus writes, you got to study tefila, but just not during tefila. Right, you got to sit down when it's not davening time. We're going to get to doing that during Chazaras Hashas. We'll get to that in a minute. But generally, to study tefila not at the time when we're supposed to be davening, so that already is a tremendous maila, even not to learn it by heart, but just to study. Gufa! So the statement that we just had, once you say that first line, you don't have to say any other psukim. I had a havamina that this only applies by a yachid, but by a tzibur, of course you have to say all of the psukim. Itmar Amar of Shuvin Levi, Echad Yachid, the Echad Tzibur. Either one. Kivish Amar of Zrosa Kosov Lamar, Shuvin Otsarech, no longer has to say anything. Period. Amar of Elazar, Olam Yasser, Olam Tfilos of Archach Yispalel. A person should be Misader his Tfila, he should practice his Tfila, and then Davin. Amar of Yabba, Misader Milsad Rabalazar, Barachash Roshanam Yam Kiburim Shaprakim. Rabalazar's statement makes sense when by Shmona Esri is that we don't say so often. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the prakim comes up every once in a while. Avad the kol Hashanah lo, but by Rosh Hashanah Esrei that come up the whole year, not. I would add that Bisman Hazeh, maybe this does not apply. Maybe Dafka, what we say so much, we should focus on and learn the meaning of, so it would mean more to us. They're talking about just getting the words right. So Lechora, most of us get the words right of Shmona Esrei, but the meaning of it, we should sit down and try to get the meaning of it. But that is what Rabbi Abba says. It's only by the Shmona Esrei that don't come up so often. Hey, is this really true? Var Rav Yehuda Mesader Shlo Sei Matzli. Rav Yehuda used to be Mesader Tfila, you know, and then Davin. Even by the regular weekday Shmona Esreis, no. Shana Rav Yehuda, no. Rav Yehuda was different. Even the Mitzvasin Yamin, Chosin Yamin, Havei Matzli, Kiprakim Dami. No, he only davened once a month because Rashi explains he used to chazer all of his Torah every month, so he was busy. He was in the category of Torasa Umnaso, right? His Torah was his Umnaso, so he didn't have to daven. So he davened once a month. So his weekday Shmona Esrei was like our Rosh Chodesh Shmona Esrei. So that's why he was misad of his tefila. Amrei Vacha, yeah. How many? Well, there's no tashlumin except for the previous one, but he probably didn't even have tashlumin because he was putter. He wasn't. He didn't have to. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Avira. He wasn't even allowed to. Even if you missed three Shmona Esreis, you can only make up the previous one. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Avira. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Poderai Rabbi Gamliel Afila Amshem Besados. Rabbi Gamliel, when he says that the chazak can be motzi others in Shmona Esrei, it even means people out in the fields. Not even people here in shul, even people out in the fields. Don't say only the people that are sitting standing in shul. Even the people out in the fields, Kipater. Says the Gemara, Adarabba. No, the opposite Svara. Hani anisi v'hani lo anisi. People in shul, you should say it's more of a chiddush to pater them. Out in the fields, they're anus. So of course you can pater them. People in shul, you should say they should daven themselves. So it's more of a chiddush to say you can pater those. Similar, Tani Abba Brei Durab Binyamin Barchiya. Similar, Am Sha'achori Akonim Inim Achal Bracha. Similar to what it says, we know that Birchas Kohanim, people out of shul, so the Kohanim have everybody in mind, except the people behind them. People behind them, it's worse because they're like showing they're not bechalal bracha. So if you're in shul and you're not davening, so that shows even worse. So it's a bigger chiddush to say that you're motzi the people inside shul. Elk, yes, Rabban Amar of Yachabar Idi, Amar of Shimma Chasida. See the opposite. Lo pater Rav Gamliel ela am shebesado. So Rav Gamliel says he only paters those who are outside who are anus, who are not davening now, or let's say who can't daven. My tamim shibda anus b'malacha because they're busy doing malacha. They can't come and daven. Avo beirlo, but in a city. In a city, meaning in the shul, for them, they do not have that patur, and he can't pater them in davening. It's an important shul tikiborim. Shul tikiborim says that this whole idea that a chazak could pater others in Shmona Esrei is only by Shmona Esrei. It's not by Megillas Esther. It's not by shofar. Don't think that a chazak can have everybody in mind. Oh, you don't have to do the shofar. I'll have you in mind. Why? Why not? What about Megillas Esther? It's not a mitzvah shebegufo, right? So why not Megillas Esther? What's unique about Chazaras Hashatz? So says the Shul Tekiborim, the last one in the Masechta, page Yud Beis Aman Aleph. Umoi Zakeni Bier, Shelo Amrokein Ela Betfilos Shehein Kneged Tmidim. Avot Kia Shofar Mikra Megillah, Ein Shelo Yatsi Repoter Am Shebesados Ela Kulan Srichim Lishmoa. It's Kneged the Tamid. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik used this, and again, many of the Talmidim of Soloveitchik write this in many places, used this to base his idea that there's a chilek between something called tefillah bitzibur and something called tefillah hatzibur. Tefillah bitzibur means when we daven with a minyan. We have 10 yechidim, 10 individuals, they get together, daven with a minyan. Tefillah bitzibur. Our quiet Shmoneh Esrei was what we call tefillah bitzibur. But Chazaras Hashatz is something else. Chazaras Hashatz is Tfilas Hatzibur. Tfilas Hatzibur means that's like the carbon tamid that's brought on our behalf. That Tfilas Hatzibur, that's not Tfilas Bitzibur. That's a unique time, and if you do a Hechel Kedusha, you don't have that. That's why he was very machbid not to do a Hechel Kedusha, unless Shas HaTzchach Mamish. Tfilas Hatzibur is more than just a bunch of individuals davening. It is the carbon. The chazan is our kohen bringing our carbon, and Chazaras Hashatz is Tfilas Hatzibur. He's bringing the carbon for us, and that's something unique. And that's what the Shul Tekiborim means by a carbon tamid. And that's why many of the talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik stand there with their feet together even during Chazaras Hashatz. Not just stand, but stand with their feet together. Why? Because they hold that if you take this to an extreme, tefillas hatzibur, so then it's even, you know, it's mamish your Shmon Esrei, and therefore you have to stand that way. Again, this lumdus idea is really a Musar Haskel as well. If the Chazaras Hashatz is our carbon, so while our carbon is being brought, we're going to be schmoozing. It's our carbon, it's not his, it's our, what are we doing during Chazaras Hashatz? The Shulchan Aruch is very charif here. Again, just to mention two more minutes, and we'll finish with this. Chazaras Hashatz and Kuf Chav Dalet. Kuf Chav Dalet talks about Chazaras Hashatz. Kishishliach tzibur chozer hatfila hakol yeshlem lishtok ulechavein lebrachos shemavarecha chazan malanos amen. When the chazan chozer the tfila, a person has to stand there listen quietly and be mechavein and to answer amen. And if there aren't 10 people, 9 people listening, his brachos are brachos levatala. So that's a pretty what we're causing the chazan. L'chein kol adam yasa atzmo ki'ilu ein tishas ulaso. That's why no matter how many people are in shul, we have to make it as if we're one of the 9 that are really listening and focusing, and we have to answer amen and be mechavein to the tefillah. The Rama says yesho mishkol am yamdu. Some say you should stand. Again, what everyone's minhag is. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here. He says you should not learn during Shmoneh Esrei. Because what? The Lamdanim are going to learn, and what about the Amaratzim? They're going to see the Lamdanim learning. They say, you don't have to listen to it. So what are they going to do? So we're all going to do something that we like to do during Chazaras Hashatz. So those who like to learn are going to learn. Those who don't like to learn are going to do other things. So he says they're going to learn. They're going to say, your learning is being chot to machti the other guy next to you. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah says, that we're supposed to be listening. For sure, the Mishnah Berurah writes in a number of other places, for sure not tefillin and talis and others. You know, sometimes there are those The Mishnah Berurah says strong words in the siman about Rashi Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says, wonderful, you want to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? You want to be a Yarei Shemayim? According to the Shulchan Aruch, fine. The Shulchan Aruch does not say to switch them during Chazaras HaShatz. We want to save time, we want to get to work, so put it on in the afternoon. The Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim talk about, you can't do it during Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is, you have to listen. You have to listen and say amen. That's not where this is supposed to be done. For sure, not just leaving davening, taking off our stuff during davening. Okay, somebody has to go to the bathroom, that's something else. But again, that's general. The Shulchan Aruch says two seifim later. This is the only time the Shulchan Aruch uses this lashon in all Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yasiach sichas chulin b'shasha shliach tzibur chozer b'tfila." Person cannot talk. V'imsach hu chote v'gadol avano min so. Lashon by Kayin. He does not use that lashon. I put it into the computer last night. Doesn't use that lashon anywhere else. God of Avanim, and so it's only by talking during Chazaras HaShatz. But Goa Rimbo, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah here quotes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlach Kadosh. Shlach Kadosh says, the Charedim al Dvar Hashem. The Charedim, you know what they do? They sit there with their sitter in front of them, they follow in the sitter with the Chazin, and they say Amen to every Bracha. Not mind wandering, not looking around what's going on. Vishav Az Bechavrin, I'll call Mila Vimila. And he quotes from the Aliyah Rabbah, Oyla Hanashim Shemasichin Beisat Tfila, Reinu Kama Bati Knesios Shenechrefu Bishvilzeh, and what are you teaching your kids? Your kids see you coming. You know what guy would, so, for many reasons, again, we're not having a whole shiur on it, but again, this is a very strong message that we can take from the end of the Gemara here, whether you can be Motzi, Yotzi or not, Tosas, we didn't have time, talks about, let's say you make a mistake, but halachically, could you use the Chazaras HaShatz for your own benefit? That's a machlokas, a discussion. Let's say you forget the Saint Talamatar, you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Could you use the Chazan Shemona Esrei? So it said, if you have Kavana and you start with him and you hear every single word, maybe in the middle of all of us to say one's own Shmonas, right? But that's talked about in Tosas on Lamed Aleph Beis. But either way, the message that we should get is that this is our Tfilas. It's Tfilas HaTzibur. It's our Karbon. That's the Shulta Giborim, the end of the Masechta. And we should take the messages that we learned from Rosh Hashanah all year round, and the messages of the Chazaras HaShatz, and the messages of Tfilah in general. And Bez Hashem, our Tfilas should be Mekuyim, whether it's through the Shofar or whether it's through the words that we say each day. Bez Hashem. Maseches Tainus comes soon. Okay, I heard that the Siyah might be next week. I don't know, but stay tuned. Okay, we were able to use the time. Baruch Hashem. Right, as I started off, those of you who walked in late, I said it's important that we started on time today. It shows that we're interested in the Talmud Torah itself, not just in the finishing, but in the Kiyum and the Lima together.